בוא ניתן איזה כמה שניות להתחיל. אני אעשה את השידור הזה קצת באנגלית וקצת בעברית. בוא נראה. אוקיי. So I'm gonna do this as a small tutorial, partly in English, partly in Hebrew. And this is basically to do a little bit of training about our live system. So currently, most important is the uploads, creating content. And what I want to show is basically, it is best to use the network encoders. You can use those, but these are going to give you more options. If you're going to go through the network encoder, you're going to get different selection of encoders. And you can create, if one is busy, you can choose different ones. So they're all the same. They're all going to give you the same options of categories. And basically, in the basic tab, you're going to create from file, give it a title, description, and you can just drag the file to this white area or just click and add a file from here, for example, right? So once you do this, all you need to do is just start, and that's going to create and encode the movie for you. The other option is to import a video, and you can put any URL here, like YouTube or Facebook, and just share it, and that's going to create the post for you. A post that's being created, for example, it's going to be encoded in the background. It's going to have a queue here of different uploads, where eventually it's going to arrive at our list. And assuming all went well and it was created properly, you're going to have the file appear on the first page in the latest edit. Now, this one is in Hebrew, but we are working on, making it fully Hebrew. Currently, we have an English interface, and we are translating it. So for our English users, this should be quite easy to get around and just to choose the language you want. And basically, go through it, your account, your videos, your channel, your theme that you can use, and different kind of option are for admin, for example. But you're going to have some option. Your main options are mainly to either create and upload posts or to go live. If you want to go live, all you have to do is click on the Go Live button. And what you need to do is to copy your server URL and your stream key, whether you're using OBS or any other way to stream. This is the most important thing you need. And if you want to, you can use also some application require the whole link itself, which you're going to get down here, which is the server URL with the stream key together. And once you paste those, you can just start streaming, and it's going to appear on the front page as a live stream. We're going to see it appearing here as well. You can also advertise someone else's live stream who is not registered on the site and is going live. You can publish here that live stream, and you can create that as well. Just going through the entries, putting the link, and you can run that as well as a live stream on our site. So this is one option. Another one would be the Meet, where it's where you can create conferences to chat. Okay, and you can either choose them here or create a new Meet and just invite people from there. And if you want to go live stream with conferencing, you're going to need to use this one here which is going to give you the option. It's going to open in a different tab, and it's going to give you the option to basically, well, you can see my window here, but it's going to give you the option to live stream, whether the internal Meet is just for chats. In a chat, it's not going to give you the option to record or live stream the conference. One last thing, so just to remind you, use the network encoders. I would prefer them more than using these options. What else? You can access other areas of the platform, the cloud, the chat, or the wiki, other sites that are going to appear. You can have them in our sites here. Things probably will change, but this is the way to upload and record and create content on the site. It's very important that they go through the encoder in a full way, all the way, and it's going to be, you know, that's it, it's cleared. And once it's cleared, you're going to see the zero there, and we're going to have our files. Let's go. And we're going to see the file created fully with all the information on it. So I hope that helps. And you know, you can contact us on our Telegram group, our support Telegram group. And here you can basically ask us, you know, any questions regarding, sorry, where is that? Let me find that. That's going to be advertised on our, oh, sorry. You can access the site, the Telegram group, very quickly from the main site, sorry, from this banner right here in the front page. Just click that and you're going to get into our main Telegram group, support group, and you can ask us questions there if you need us. So I hope this helps. And for our users in Hebrew, we will do another one in Hebrew later on. Thank you.